This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. For of every 10 people on this earth will soon celebrate the dearest month to the heart of every Muslim and to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation even in general, which is the month of Ramadan. Very soon, in a few weeks, we're all going to be gathering, inshallah, hopefully here in this masjid, or wherever masjid you will be at that time, while you are fasting, while you are offering one of the greatest act of worship, that one of the most beloved act of worship to Allah, which is fasting during the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is definitely a very special month to all of us. And I know that you will hear a lot about the rulings of Ramadan and the virtues of Ramadan. And you heard a lot already for the last few years or so many years you've been coming to the masjid and coming to the congregations. But subhanAllah, this is a story and this is a talk that you'll never be bored with. That every time you repeated it, every time you talk about it, you just naturally feel that you're excited about the month of Ramadan. Even though we might fast this month this year, in a very long days and hot days, relatively, but still, it is something that every Muslim know the value of this month will be excited about it. It is the month where the gates of heaven will be widely open. Welcoming people, because there are so many good deeds can be offered during this month, lead to paradise. And the gates of heavens will be closed, the gates of hell, the Jahannam, will be closed. Which it means that there are so many people will be freed from the hellfire. So many people will be protected from the hellfire during this month. That's why the gates will be closed. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will chain the leaders and the commanders of the shayateen, the devils. You will be protected from them. Because if your siyam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as-siyamu junnah. As-siyam is a shield, is a protection for you. Also, this is the month of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, which is better than 1,000 months, better than 83 years and so of worshipping. Just fasting, donating, reading, making dua, whatever act of worship you do during that night, it will be equal to 83 years and more of the same exact act of worship. Like if you pray that night as if you prayed 1,000 months of prayer. That's why the Mufassireen, the interpreter of the Quran, said, فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَاتٍ كَثِيرَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا عَاشَ أَعْوَامًا لَا حَصْرَ لَهَا. Those who will live to enjoy and to celebrate these nights, the night of Qadr, for so many years, he will be as if he lived in this life a countless number of years. So many years. So many years. It is the month where people fast, where people donate, where people make khatm al-Qur'an, where people pray taraweeh, where people help one another, where people offered food to bring and to gather socially together during this month. It is the month of As-Salat. It is the month, and everybody noticed that during Ramadan, the masajids are full. Alhamdulillah. It is the month of Al-Quran, where people come back and be reattached to the Quran. It is the month of As-Sadaqat. وَكَانَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The most generous, the Prophet ﷺ, he's a very generous man. He's one of the most generous persons that you can think of. But he will reach his peak, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in generosity during the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, I know personally people who are related to me, friend to me, and I heard of, who already passed away, maybe several weeks or months ago. And they're not going to make it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows if me and you, we're going to make it this Ramadan or not. And I know other people, this Ramadan will come to them and they will not be able to enjoy the same act of worship that they did last year or the years before because they became badly diabetic and they cannot fast anymore. They are so sick and weak that they cannot offer the same act of worship that they did before. If you're not one of those people, and you still have the health and the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with, make sure from now that you have your intention to fully maximize the benefit of this month. So even if Allah forbade anything happen to you during these weeks before Ramadan, you will take the ajr because of your intention. And that's one of the first steps to prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. For the month of Ramadan. Ihmadillah. Be grateful and thankful to Allah for whatever He gave you. Wealth, health, power, strength, guidance to Iman, guidance to be here today to hear this reminder, and so forth. And remember that you will not achieve Allah's mercy unless you work and you act upon that. Our example is like a person. I always like the example that was given by Al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that if a person in the sea, in the ocean, and that person's basically is about to give up, he cannot anymore hold himself or herself in the water. Your body's temperature is dropping down. Your muscles getting weaker. You cannot keep up with the waves. And you still see the shore not far away from you. But you ask yourself, what is this person doing? Is he trying to commit suicide? Is he trying to drown himself and to die willingly? No. Do you know what this person tried to do? He's trying to hold on to wait for the shore to come to him. Her, so he can walk out safely. You know that this is not going to happen. You know that this is the wrong approach. And if he used this muscles and this strength to fight the wave and to go take his way out to the shore, he will be safe. Al-Ghazali said that's exactly the example of us in this dunya. The shore is paradise. The shore is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for you to achieve it, you have to march towards it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَابِقُوا وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. March, fast, walk fast towards the Jannah. You have to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. You have to offer what it will be this reason for you to survive, which is to do your best, to do your best according to what you are capable of to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at you in the month of Ramadan, when He sees you in the month of Ramadan, He will see the person who is willingly have done everything he or she could offer to achieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and to achieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward. That's why I'm reminding myself and my brothers and sisters today to get ready for this month, to get ready for this great opportunity that it's coming up very soon. There is a lot to talk about in Ramadan, but today I just want to focus on one thing that I learned personally from Ramadan. And I'm sure that you all will agree with me on it. That this is the month where it shows your kindness and care and love towards others. It is the month of generosity. It is the month of generosity. It is the month of giving to others, stretching your hand towards others. Ibn Umar said that he heard the Prophet ﷺ once saying, أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved one to Allah is those who are more beneficial to others, those who benefit others. وأحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخله على قلب أخيك المسلم. And the most beloved deed to Allah is to make your Muslim brothers or sister happy. Like your spouse, like your children, like your friends. And also the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوْ تَكْشِفَ عَنْهُ كُرْبًا, or that you will help him to go over one of the calamities or to ease, put him in ease after he's going through a hardship or suffering from a hardship. أَوْ تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنًا, that you will pay his debt or her debt. أَوْ تَطْرُدَ عَنْهُ جُوعًا, or to feed that person while he or she is hungry. قَالَ وَلِأَنْ أَمْشِيَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَعْتَكِفَ فِي مَسْجِدِ هَذَا شَهْرًا وَمَنْ مَشَى فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ حَتَّى يُثْبِتَهَا لَهُ ثَبَّتَ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ تَزِلُّ الْأَقْدَامُ. والحديث حديث حسن رواه الطبراني في معجمه. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to go with my brother and to help them to achieve or to accomplish or to do one of their affairs, more beloved to me than staying in the masjid for a whole month, making i'tikaf and seclusion, just dedicated all my time to worship, to salat and dhikr. Going with my brother and to help them, that will be more beloved to me than doing i'tikaf for a whole month. And if you walk with your brother or your sister to help them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you in the day of judgment when people need the support the most. كان الليث بن سعد يقول من أخذ مني صدقة أو هدية فحقه علي أعظم من حقي عليه لأنه تقبل قربان ربي مني. الليث بن سعد, one of the greatest imams, he is in the same level of Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i. He has his own madhab for a very long time in Egypt, رحمه الله تعالى. He said that when someone take my sadaqah, when I give my sadaqah to the masjid, to the poor people, to anybody that he deserve it or she deserve it, they said, when they take the sadaqah from me, they have done favor to me. It's not I did favor to them. That's why some of the early Muslim scholars, used to say that the poor persons that who accepted your sadaqah or whatever basically area that you're giving the sadaqah towards, they are the one who have the upper hand in reality. Some of them used to say, I fixed their worldly life and they fixed my akhirah. Because I help him to fix, to live a better life in this dunya by giving him the sadaqah. A better house, a better place, a better facility. But you know what he have done by taking sadaqah? He have allowed me to raise my level in Jannah, to have a better place in Jannah. And really he have done good to me. Some of them even used to say, when the poor person come to take the money from them, he, the giver, will be putting his hand down and let the faqir take it from up. So he will not feel that he is in bad situation, just to give him a moral support. Brothers and sisters, being good to others and lending hand, giving, sharing, rushing to help, extending your, basically, gratitude and your willingness to help others, it is one of the quality of iman, one of the reasons for your sins to be forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ said that a man just moved from the street, from the road of the people, a big branch of tree blocking the road, and it has a lot of thorns. It could hurt children, women, men who walking, elderly people, or maybe even animals. He said he removed it, and he took the risk to deal with this big branch and move it from the way. Allah, because of that, have forgiven all his sins. The woman who have given water to a thirsty dog, Allah forgiven her sins because she took that, because of that mercy in her heart, and she willingness to stretch her hand to help an animal. Al-Hasan al-Basri used to say when he gave somebody's charity, he said, "Oh Allah, this person asking for food, asking for help, and what I'm looking for is your forgiveness. And I know that you are more generous with your forgiveness than me with my money. So forgive me." Being rich, it doesn't mean that you have so much money. No. Rich, it means that you have something other people that they don't have. It could be money. It could be health. It could be wealth. It could be position. It could be science that you're very intelligent in. It could be wisdom. It could be a position that Allah has given you, an opportunity to help other where people they don't have. That's what ghina. It means something you became basically independent by. You don't need anyone anymore. Because faqr, it means you depend on someone. Al-ghani, the one who's independent, doesn't need anyone's help. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said once to his companion, "Who among you today is fasting?" Abu Bakr said, "Me." "Who is among you have visited a sick person, have attending janazah, basically a funeral, have given sadaqah?" He said, "No one will do these four in one day unless this person deserves paradise. Three out of these four is based on helping others, giving hand to others, stretching your hand and offering people your support. The good deeds that you do towards others by helping them, by improving their life, by supporting them, individuals or institutes or organizations. It is protect you from masari' su'. It protects you from bad ending, to end your life in a bad way." My brothers and sisters, Ali ibn Abi Talib once said that no one will give sadaqah until it will be a protection for him from the evil things that happen on the street. And he meant by that, يعني he will be assassinated or be attacked. And that the old days, like in our days, say a terrible death in a car accident or so forth. Ibn al-Mubarak, once a man told him, "I have a very sick knee. It always bleeds and it's something bothering me." Then Ibn al-Mubarak said, "You know what you can heal it with?" He said, all the doctors I consult, they said, "We couldn't find any cure for you." Then Ibn al-Mubarak said, "Go to a land, a dry land, and people who are poor cannot offer to have a well, and dig a well for them." He said, "I did, and Allah immediately cured my knee." He came back to Al-Fudayl, to Ibn al-Mubarak, and said, "How did you figure that out? How did you figure that out?" He said, "Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah. Heal the sick ones that you have with sadaqah. With sadaqah, by giving sadaqah and asking Allah in return, to heal the person that you are giving sadaqah for or in his behalf." Ibn Jad'an, one of the scholars in the early time, he said that, "I used to have a very big she-camel, and it used to produce a lot of milk that is enough for all my family and basically my neighbors. And I decided one day to make that camel for this, to give it for the sake of Allah. And I told my children, this she-camel will be only dedicated, all the milk comes for it to go to the people." He said, "I went to the desert and I entered in one of the caves and he got lost, stuck actually in it. And he said, I got lost contact with all the caravan that he was traveling with." Days goes by, his children declare him dead, and now they're distributing the wealth. They sell that she camel's very expensive one. They said, nobody knows about that deal that my father made with us. And they decide to sell it and to take the money. 2 days later, their father were found. They ask him, "How can you survive all these days?" He said, "For every night I used to have in my place a water, milk, sometimes sweet water, and I'd use it until I survived. But for the last two days, I lost all the source of this food and water that I used to get." And when he told them that, they said, "Father, forgive us. These 2 days that you lost your source of food, it is the 2 days when we decide to take the she camel to us and we prevent the poor from the milk that it produces." And Ibn Hibban have recorded this story from the person himself. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. My brothers and sisters, one of the best blessings that Allah can give it to you, that you have that feeling of others, the need of others. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. Bilal wasn't a poor companion. He was told, give and don't be afraid of poverty. أَنْفِقْ يَا بِلَال. It's to feel what your brother is going through. The need of your brothers, it is in itself a sign of iman. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَحُمِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ. The example of the believers, that they feel what their brothers going through. And Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَعَلَىٰ قَدْرِ الْإِيمَانِ تَكُونُ قَدْرُ الْمُسَوَاتِ. Ibn al-Qayyim said, according to your level of iman, you will be impacted by what your brother's going through. But if you come and, for example, your masjids need money, and he said, oh, okay, sure, other people will do. You don't have that feeling, attachment, that this is something I share, this is something I'm responsible for. It. When you see your brother is stretching their hand and going through suffering, I need your hand, and you just walk away as if you're careless, that's a very clear sign that your iman is not that strong. And the more that you care, the more that shows that your iman is strong. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who have no mercy in their heart, there is no mercy for them. خَابَ وَخَسِرْ. In another hadith he said, خَابَ وَخَسِرْ مَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ رَحْمَةً لِلْبَشَرِ. Such a loser, a person who have no mercy in his heart toward others. In Idaho, I was reading about a man. This is an interesting. A man who's like an average sales American person who goes house to sell vacuum cleaners. He walked into a house in Twin Falls in Idaho. And this lady opened the door. He said, I have vacuum cleaners to sell. She cried and she said, that's son, that's not the time for a vacuum cleaner. He had that mercy in his heart toward this old woman. He said, what's wrong? She told him, my husband is very sick inside. I'm just waiting for his death. What's wrong with him? They asked, they said that one of his, basically his both kidneys are failing and about to die. And just he's curious, he said, what's your husband's? He has a little bit of background in medicine. He said, what's your his blood type? They said, that's blood type. And we couldn't find any donors. Anyway, he said, you know what? Let me think about it. He went and he said, I called one of my family members. He's a doctor. I said, I've checked my kidneys. Are very both very healthy. Can I donate one of them? He took that serious. A week later, he walked into the same house. That he went there a week before to give them a vacuum cleaner. And to get back from them, money. But now he went to knock on their door to give them one of his kidneys and to take back and with home a legacy that it will keep his name remembered. You know, greatness is not about what you gain in life. To be a great person is not depending on how much you gain in this life. To be a great person, it all relies on one fact, how much you will give in this life. That will make you a great person. That what is greatness is. There is a famous mufassir, his name is Zamakhshari. He used to have a bird, and he used to pull the legs of the bird until he broke it once and cut it off. His mother said, Son, I guarantee you, you will not go away with this. Have no mercy in your heart. You will not go away with this. As the Zamakhshari, if you read his life story and you read the description, he lost one of his legs, the same exact legs that he pulled out of that bird when he was a kid, was a teenager. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawfiqna wa iyaakum lil khayr. And make us among those who will take this Ramadan as an opportunity to change our attitude about giving, about helping, about stretching hand, about being part of the community and a part, basically a member who will contribute. A member who will see himself as a partner, not just as a customer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanfa'na wa iyyakum bima qulna. أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in this month, the month of Ramadan, there are so many, if you look at the history of Ramadan, you will see that there are so many things changed during this month. So many things change during this month. It's been even said that in this month, the month of Ramadan, Allah have revealed down the Torah and the Injil. And we know for sure it is the Quran. In this month, Allah have given victory, they said, to Musa. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent Musa. And in this month, Allah raised up Isa, as Ali ibn Abi Talib and al-Husayn said, radiallahu anhum. In this month, Allah have sent Muhammad with a message that changed the earth. Changed the whole world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month have given victory to the Muslim during the Battle of Badr, which is declared a new beginning, a new era for Muslims. He gave them the victory to conquer and to open Mecca to make a new, another point, another landmark in the history of Islam. There are so many people born, died. There are so many events happening during this month. Muslims for the first time reached Andalus in Ramadan. And I can go on and on and on and on. But you know what's the most important historical event that it should be recorded in the books of history? Related to you. What will happen in Ramadan 2011 for you? What this month going to change on you? What's going to change in your life? Okay, Badr happened, Uhud happened, Quran was revealed, Andalus was reached, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what that means to you? How this going to benefit you? How this going to change you? The most important thing related to you, what it will be coming down in the books, at least in the books, which is in the hand of the angels. What will change in your life? As an individual, as a family, as a community, as a society? What will change in our life? If this is the month of change, ask yourself, what I'm willing to give up? What I'm willing to change in my life? What I'm willing to improve in my life? Is it my relationship with my wife? Is it my relationship with my father and my parents? Is it my relationship with my husband? Is it my relationship with my community? Is it my relationship with my friends and my family members? What is it? It's going to change. Is that I'm going to quit the bad habits that I'm attached to it, like lying, smoking, backbiting, gossip, being stingy, holding back, having doubts about people, thinking negatively? I'm going to decide in this Ramadan, I'm going to be that angry man with a very basically serious, scary face and look on his face. I'm going to be a happy person in this month. I'm going to declare this month to be the month where I will have control over my life. This month will make me a strong person, that I will not be led by problems, by my problems. I will not be buried by the challenges that I'm going through in life, but I will turn it to be a reason for victory. Where I came from, we have a nice story, I heard about it. I have a person who had a nice farm, and he had this goat he loves, he dear so much. One day, the goat jumped into a dry well. He felt that the goat dead, so he decided to bury this goat in the well and to close it forever with sands. He brought all this load of sand and start throwing the sands. He took the basic shovels and start throwing the sand inside the well. It's deep one. He wouldn't take the risk to go down to take the body out of that goat. But that goat was not dead. Was just unconscious. When the sand hit the back of that goat, the goat woke up. But it's so terrified. Voice is very weak. Wouldn't be heard. she realized immediately what's happening. It will be buried alive. So every time you throw sand, it will shug off the sand off its back and will jump above the sand. Every time it will the sand comes, it will shug it off and will jump off this, above the sand. Until what happened, he trying to bury the goat, and he finally what? Have risen the goat. Don't let problems in life bury you alive. Don't let your problems in life to bury you alive. Make this month of Ramadan is the month that you shake it off. And you will make turn these challenges in life. The problems, maybe you're not having the job that you want, the income that you want, the family that you want. Maybe the sickness, maybe the poverty, maybe the debt, maybe whatever it is. That teenager boy or girl that's giving you a hard time at home. Don't let this bury you alive. Deal with it in a positive attitude. Turn it to be the reason for you to be strong. The reason for you to know how you can deal with it in a better way. Believe it or not, Allah will never put you in calamity, in hardship, just for the sake that you suffer. No, it is for the sake that you can improve yourself and strengthen yourself and your iman. Make sure that this is the month of Ramadan, and now it's the point, in the big start point and turning point in your life. It's a lot to be said about this month, but I think what we have said is good enough, inshallah, for us to start. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وأكرم نزلنا واغفر لنا خطايانا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى بلغنا رمضان وأحسن العاقبة لنا فيه يا حي يا قيوم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولإخواننا ولمشائخنا ولمن له فضل علينا اللهم أنزل رحمتك على أهل هذا المسجد وهذا الجمع المبارك اجمع على الحق قلوبنا ويسر أمورنا واغفر ذنوبنا ويسر حسابنا وثقل ميزاننا ويمن كتابنا يا أرحم الراحمين بلغنا رمضان واجعلنا فيه من الصالحين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآله إنك حميد مجيد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله